How'd I do, Coach?
Douglas, I can only carry three freshman hurdlers. Right now, you're about sixth.
Oh. Well, is it okay if I keep trying? I mean, at least until the team is set?
Well, that's up to you.
Oh, thanks, Coach. Hi, Kathy. What are you doing here?
I was on my way to the parking lot, and I saw you.
Oh, that's too bad. I ran like an old man chasing a streetcar.
Robbie, I don't know much about hurdling.
Yeah, but... well, you won't learn much by watching me.
I think you start your grand jeté too soon.
My what?
Grand jeté. It's the big jump, the leap. It's what we do in ballet class.
Oh, well, this grand jeté might be all right for jumping over one ballerina, but these hurdles are 10 yards apart.
Robbie, don't make fun of something you don't know anything about.
Kathy, I've seen ballet before.
Where?
Well, kids' dancing school, hunks of movies, TV.
How important is it for you to make the track team?
Plenty, but I've hardly got a chance.
Then you've got nothing to lose by taking a couple of ballet classes.
You've got to be kidding.
I'm perfectly serious. Are you man enough to give it a try?
Man enough?
Get dressed and come to class with me.
Oh, Kathy, I couldn't. What would the guys say?
Nobody has to know anything about it. And now, since you've made such a big issue of it, either you come to class with me or, don't bother picking me up tonight.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, it's good but not good enough. I think you better take a little bit rest, darling. Oh, Mademoiselle Moore.
Madame Ravi Douglas, Madame Chernoff.
Pleased to meet you.
Splendid, splendid. At last we have male dancer.
Well, real dancing. I mean, you know, regular type dancing where the guy faces the girl and...
Walk!
Madame, I...
Walk! Uh-huh. And turn. Slowly. Turn, darling. Very slowly, please. Now walk back to me. Softly. There are little ducklings on the floor. You don't want to crush them. Possibilities. Remote, but possibilities.
Madam Chernoff, I...
Chernoff, darling. The T is pronounced.
Madam Chernoff, I only came here because Kathy, well, you see, it was kind of a crazy idea, and, well, I've been trying to make the track team, and, well, Kathy had this idea about hurdles and muscles and stuff, and, but ballet dancing...
What is wrong with ballet? Tell me.
Oh, nothing. No, it's great. It's great, you know, for girls.
For girls, huh? You think ballet is only for weak women, yes? You think it's for men is too easy?
No, I didn't exactly mean that.
You are like the others. Because of this, Chernoff has only ballerinas. We have Cinderella, but no Prince Charles. We have Giselle, but no Albrecht. We have Queen of Swans, but no Prince Siegfried. Only for girls. Come, I am going to show you. Mademoiselle Cathy. Attendez. Pas de chat. Pas de chat, pas de chat, pas de chat, pas de chat. Changement, changement, changement. Entre chacun, entre chacun, entre chacun. Jeté, 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 jeté. Quitté, quitté. Et merci, mademoiselle. Now, monsieur, you have seen the weak little woman perform her silly little ballet, yes?
It was great. Well, those kind of leaps, Kathy, you should go out for track.
Yes, leaps. Nijinsky, Massin, Yuskevich, Nureyev. Oh, great dancers, great athletes. One and the same. Everyone has endurance, coordination, control.
And that's all you need, Robbie. And Madame could help you.
Well, that would be difficult. What a challenge.
Well, I'm not sure, madame. I mean, if anybody ever found out, well...
Darling, we are above all that. I see you Monday, 4:30, ready for work. Yes, back to work. Prepare. One, two, three.
The flashlight needs new batteries. I can't get the bottom off. It's rusted stuck.
Well, Chip, I have a dinner date, and I have to pick her up in about 20 minutes. You don't need it right away, do you?
Yeah, I'm going hunting.
Hunting? What are you going to hunt with a flashlight?
Nightcrawlers. I got to bring them to school tomorrow.
Oh, not Chip.
For science class. Mr. Pendleton picked me out of the whole class. Oh. Can't let him down. Got to get a worm for everybody.
It is rusted, isn't it? Is this the only flashlight we've got in the house?
Yeah.
Hey, Steve, about that side of beef. The butcher's been holding it for a week now. Do you want it or don't you?
Well, with 7 males in the house, including the dogs, I think we ought to get a whole cow. Boy, that is rusted. Charlie, see if you can get that off, will you? I've got to get dressed. Chip needs it for nightcrawler hunting.
What?
I can't go to school tomorrow without nightcrawlers.
Out of all the kids in your class, how come you end up with the nightcrawler concession?
Oh, darn it. Button came off.
Is this your way of telling me I'm a failure as a washwoman?
Well, as a matter of fact, I am down to my last white shirt, Charlie. I didn't mean it was your fault that the button came off.
Say, Uncle Charlie, there's some guy on the phone that says he has a beef with you.
Not with me, for me. Here, see if you can open it. Chip needs you for nightcrawler hunting. Give me the shirt.
For what? Can't go to school without nightcrawlers.
And the button.
Boy, I must have another white shirt somewhere.
Say, Dad, do you think sometimes it's better to admit when you can't do something and give up instead of wasting your time and breaking your heart when you know you're going to wipe out anyway?
Oh, come on, Rob. Opening a flashlight isn't that important.
I didn't mean the flashlight. I meant the track team.
Oh, I thought you were going to try to qualify for the low hurdles.
I've been trying. With the other guys, the coach uses a stopwatch. With me, his wristwatch.
Here's your shirt.
Oh, thanks.
I'll tell the butcher you want the whole cow.
Oh, no, I was only kidding. We don't have a room in the freezer. Just get the half, huh? Rob, if getting on this track team is important to you, you just keep trying, huh?
Oh, I got it. Here, Chip.
Thanks, Rob.
Hey, Dad, maybe there's a moral to this. I guess I'll keep trying for the track team, too.
Good.
Dad, you're not going to wear that, are you?
Well, sure, why not?
Well, it's all dirty.
What do you mean, dirty?
Oh, look at all over the collar there.
Oh, boy. It's the rust off of that flashlight. Well, I haven't got anything but this striped shirt left. Now, oh, what can I wear with that?
Ernie.
James Bond, secret agent 007, licensed to shoot.
Well, why do you have to report 007 and make it snappy?
Just that all you guys act the same when a secret agent is watching as you do anyhow.
Where is he? Does he know he keeps the Chernoff waiting? Go! Bring him! Gelf!
Robbie? Madame is getting impatient.
Kathy, I can't come out like this.
Oh, Robbie, we've seen ballet costumes before.
Mr. Douglas? Where are you?
Oh, come on, she's getting mad.
Oh, you need? Aha! The first thing you must learn is to be where you are supposed to be when you are supposed to be. 1 second late, the prima ballerina falls on the floor. Allons-y. Now, all steps start from one of 5 positions. Observe Mademoiselle Moore and do how she do. All right. First position, hand on bar. Other hand in soft curve. Oh, darling, soft, soft. But not too soft. There. Now, toes out as possible.
What?
Foot on the floor. Knee straight, darling. Derriere, under, under, back. Darling, what are your little toes doing? Answer me. What are your little toes doing?
They're stretching, that's all I know.
They are off the floor. Nothing more. Foot on the bar, please. Good. And down. Now, Monsieur Douglas, foot on bar. And down. Darling, what are you doing with your foot?
I'm stuck.
He's stuck.
happen to you?
Oh, just trying too hard, Coach. Slow muscles.
What's that supposed to mean?
Oh, nothing. I'm just stretching here.
Oh. Okay, get ready for a time trial.
Yes, sir.
Friend of yours, he's pathetic. Pretty sad, Douglas.
You just have to stick with it, Robbie. Everybody is sore at first.
Oh, I don't know if I can live through this. This ballet dancer is pretty rugged.
Of the audience.
Audience?
Yes, at our recital they will be sitting right here.
Oh, but madame, I thought you understood. I only took these lessons so that I could so I could qualify for the team. Oh, I'm not gonna get up in front of an audience like this.
Well, of course you will.
But madame, I thought you understood.
Enough. If Chernov says you must, you must.
Hi, Ernie.
Anybody else?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Douglas. Well, okay.
Good luck, Robbie.
Well, it's now or never, Hubie.
Thank you, Marks.
All right, ready.
Get set.
Jeté! Grand Jeté!
Oh, Robbie!
How about that?
I did better, huh?
Better. Douglas, you went over those hurdles like a ballet dancer.
I did. Well, how about that?
Oh, Robbie, you were like a Jinsky.
Thanks to you.
Thanks to Madame.
Yeah, I'll write her a nice little note.
Thank her at practice.
I won't be at any more practice, Kathy.
Why not?
Well, I don't need that all-girl ballet anymore.
What about our recital?
Recital? Me? Get up in front of all those people?
Madame was counting on you.
Kathy, you know I only took ballet for one reason, to improve my hurdling.
And now that you've got what you want, you quit.
Well, sure. Well, what's wrong with that?
Well, if you don't know, I can't tell you.
Hey, Kathy, wait a minute. What about our date tonight?
?007?
It's okay. I threw off my pursuers.
Spies?
Worse, ballet dancers.
You don't tell me.
I do. It's a plot. The gang is posing as a bunch of ballet dancers to get in the palace in time to murder the king.
Well, how do we stop them, 007?
I just happen to look exactly like the king. I take his place, and when they come to knock him off, whammo.
We all feel safer knowing you're on our side, 007.
I'm not on Robbie's side. He's one of the ballet dancers.
Robbie, a ballet dancer?
When you're in the secret agent game, you come across some strange things.
What, a ballet dancer? Robbie?
Mister, if you got the stomach for it, I could take you to see something you just wouldn't believe.
007. Ernie, sit down over there. Now, maybe you'd better tell me what you're talking about.
Well, it's like this.
Thank you, monsieur.
Madame Chernoff?
Chernoff.
Madame Chernoff?
Of course. And I suppose you are the fire inspector come to condemn my studio.
No, my visit is unofficial and friendly.
Oh? You are interested in ballet?
Oh, yes, yes. I've always had a great admiration for the discipline of ballet dancers.
Uh-huh. So? Well, you have lovely tall figure, you have beautiful physique, but don't you think it's a little late for you?
Oh, well, Madame Chernoff.
Good!
Thank you. I'm Stephen Douglas, and I came here to talk to you about my son, Robbie Douglas.
Ah, Robbie Douglas. He is, of course, ashamed of ballet. He is ashamed to dance beautiful ballet with beautiful girl.
Well, that's sort of what I wanted to talk to you about.
Let us talk in my apartment. I have samovar. I give you tea.
Oh, thank you.
Come this way.
Hey, Dad.
Oh, hi, Rob.
Dad, I've got some great news.
Oh, what's that?
I made the freshman track team, number one herder.
Well, congratulations, Rob. That just shows you what perseverance will do, huh?
Yeah. Well, I would have quit if you hadn't encouraged me.
Now all I have to do is convince Chip not to quit the boys' choir.
Well, I thought he just joined.
Well, it turns out he joined because he heard they were going to have a picnic at the Cape, and, well, now the picnic's over, so he's decided to quit.
Well, if he joined just to go to the picnic and the picnic is finished...
Well, Rob, do you think that's fair? I mean, do you think it's fair to the other kids in the choir and the director?
Well...
After all, the choir's very important to them. And Chip used them to get something he wanted, and now that he's got it, he's going to walk out. Do you really think that's the right thing to do?
No. No, not when you put it like that.
Yeah.
Dad, I'd like to get your opinion on something.
I've seen hula dances in Coco Fuji, and I've seen the Watsuchi done by real Watsuchis, but this is the first time I've been to a ballet.
Is it just going to be dancing?
Oh, yes, Chip. You see, ballet is a story told with dancing.
If anybody else told me, I wouldn't believe it.
Hey,
007?
No, just plain Ernie Douglas.
What's plain Ernie Douglas doing hiding in the closet instead of James Bond?
Well, I found out more about James Bond. He isn't all fighting and spying. He goes out with girls.
Oh, well, I don't think that's absolutely necessary. That's just, well, sort of a hobby with him.
Now you tell me. I tried it. You know, grab the girl's arm and flip her with judo. Don't ever try it with Sarah Ann Murdoch.
You tried it, huh?
Huh?
Is that why you're hiding in the closet?
If she finds me, she's gonna beat me up. Please close the door.
Right. I'll leave it open just a crack so you can breathe, huh? And I'll tell you, you can hide in the closet for 5 minutes more, and then you can start hiding in bed, okay?
Okay, Dad.